Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once again. We come to your table this morning. We come for fellowship. We come for remembrance. We come for you to just have your way in our life, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that you have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemy. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that our cup runneth over. And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can fellowship with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you prepared a meal for your body to eat and be blessed. We thank you, Lord, that this is a covenant meal. And Father, we call forth all the precious promises that anyone in this room need, because this is the meal that heals. Pashakaya. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hayayaya. Okay. The Holy Communion. Praise God. You know, God left us a rich meal here. This meal took his life. He had to give his life to prepare this meal. Most meals that we prepare and eat, it don't have to take our life.
In fact, it helps our life.
It's what?
It actually helps our life to eat.
It has what now?
Helps us to eat.
Yes, yes. But he prepared this table not for himself. He didn't need it, people. But he prepared this table for us.
Amen.
In the presence of our enemy.
Yes, amen.
The thief comes. Let me tell you, you got an enemy.
Yeah.
And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you may have life and have it more abundant.
Amen.
The life is in the blood. Leviticus said the life is in the blood. You know, when they were taking communion in the Passover, when they first started taking communion, it was instituted. They could not drink the blood. Can anybody tell me why? They could not drink. It was restricted. They said you cannot drink the blood. The blood had to be drained. Anybody want to answer?
It was an Old Testament rule, law.
It was what?
It was an Old Testament way of doing things. It says,
why?
Because life is in the blood.
Life is in the blood.
Okay, and they were doing it with the animals.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why. Because we're doing it with Jesus in the New Testament, we can drink. He said, drink my blood. That's the reason when the people heard him talking about, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, they want. Oh no, that's forbidden. They were just so used to being that forbidden. They were like, no, we can't follow him no more. This man, eating flesh and drinking blood, that's something the Jews just didn't do. They didn't do, because they knew the life was in the blood. But what they didn't know, if they would drink his blood, they would have who life?
His life.
His life. Every time you take communion, you need to come alive.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you got a new life here. You're drinking and you're eating a new life. And this table, the communion table, closer we get to the end time, my eyes are going to come open more and more to it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a deep fellowship that we have. You know, Jesus wants us to have this deep fellowship of this communion. He said, remember this now. Y'all remember this as you take it. Remember what happened. Remember, and you know, even in the Old Testament, when they instituted the Passover, when Jesus when God brought them out of Egypt, and he told them to establish this feast annually, the Passover. You know, if they had to just remember what happened in Egypt, how he brought them out on eagle wings, and not even a dog wagged the tail, and not a feeble one among them, and nobody leg swole. I mean, if they could have just remembered what took place, they would have took communion a lot, they would have took the Passover a lot serious. Now, when we look at the Passover, you're looking at many more items than we do when we do it the New Testament way. The New Testament way is just two elements. It's not all those other... Well, we know Jesus is our Passover lamb. We know that. But you don't have to fix a lamb. You don't have to get bitter herbs. The bitter herb was to remind them of the bitter things that happened to them. Everything that they had in the old Passover, it was significant. It reminded them of something. But thank God we don't have to kill an animal or anything too, because we got the life right here. We got the lamb right here. We got the lamb, the body and the blood. We have it. See, the body and the blood comes together when we take it. That means life. Mm-hmm. On the cross, the blood and the body were separated. What does that constitute? Death. When your blood is gone, you're dead.
Yeah.
You got to have some blood. But here we're eating life this morning. Life. And let's not forget that. And one thing I want to emphasize for us not to forget how much this meal costs. If you think about the cost of this meal, you would take it more seriously. This meal cost a life. God's life. But we also want to remember the power in communion. We also want to remember that he told us to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He instituted. You know, some people say communion is an Old Testament thing. It's old. And yes, it was. It was. But when Jesus came in this night, he said, when he was taking it with his disciples before he died, he said, I was desiring to eat. Every time I came to a Passover meal, I was desiring to reveal myself, more of myself to you, but it wasn't the time. Now, because my time is near, I want you to know this is my cup we've been, this is my cup, and this is my body. He explained it to them a little bit more, and they couldn't get it because they were so used to the Passover. You know, he never took ownership of this. Jesus never took ownership at all the Passover. But that night he took it different, and it was transitioned out of the old into the new. And he even called this the new what? What did he call this? The new what?
Covenant.
I love my students. I love y'all. I really do. But I want y'all to kind of pump it up a little bit. Covenant? Yeah, he called this the new covenant.
Yeah.
He said it took his blood to get a new covenant.
Yeah.
Now in the old covenant, we see symbols of animals to symbolize him. And the priest had to do this annually. But the writer of Hebrews says he did it one time, once. Thank God we wouldn't have any more animals left. Because the sin that these people are coming in here with, my God, we would have to, But this is the new. So let's live like it's the new. It's new with new promises. Where I really wanted to go to y'all with and to remind you of was how he said in the 1 Corinthians in the 10th chapter, how he, how he remembered to tell us that this is the cup of blessing that we bless.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't speak over it, if you don't bless it, it's just going to remain sparkling grape juice in the kingdom, in this, the kingdom of darkness. It's what it'll remain. And this will just remain. But when we bless it, now we do just like Jesus did when he fed the 5,000. When the disciples didn't have faith enough to feed 5,000, he said, what did he say do? Give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. He had the faith for it.
Yeah.
He knew how to do it. He knew how to, you know. First he questioned them and asked them, what do you, I mean, and they were like, God, I mean, we can't do this. Then he said, okay, give it to me. I figured y'all didn't have the faith for it, but just give it to me. Mm-hmm. Giving it to him was taking it out of the kingdom of darkness, bringing it to the kingdom of light. But to bring it into the kingdom of light, he had to bless it. He had to speak over it, just like we've got to speak over this. Many times we're not getting the Corinthians weren't getting the full results from this. They weren't getting no results from it. They were just doing it because they told was to do. I mean, they were doing a lot of things that they shouldn't have because they didn't take this seriously. They didn't know how to speak over it, how to bless it. I'm going to speak over this and bless it and get out of here because I'm way over my time. Father God, I just take this time while we around this table, we come unified, we come as one, and we come as one body, and I come to speak over these elements. I speak over the bread. Lord, you said, by your stripes, we are healed. Your body took all the blows. Your body, in your body, it was enough. We said this was enough, what you've done. So we eat your body today. And as we eat your body, we speak to every symptom. We speak to everything in our body that's not like you, and we tell it to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, we hold this new covenant up to you because you said this is the new covenant. And Lord, we thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary, God. We remember what your word said done. And we believe it, all your precious promises. And we drink it in Jesus' name. Come on up, Candace. You know, I wanted to get to the first time we seen communion. That was Abraham and